Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
AR politics, you know, we can't really go anywhere on the radio without talking a little bit about what's going on down in Florida and how that is affecting the economy. Jimmy, your comments.
Yeah, so the Hurricane Ian made landfall in central western coast, all the way up the coast of Florida, caused extensive damage in some places like Fort Myers. Most of the buildings, houses along the beach were actually destroyed. So very damaging. The hurricane has now crossed Florida, is moving out in the Atlantic. It's re-strengthening, and now it looks like it's going to hit South Carolina, maybe as a Category 1, they're estimating. So a massive amount of destruction.
Yeah.
Now, what I think is very interesting, Al, so you are going to hear something in the next few days that is astounding, I am confident. Remember in Katrina in 2004, the absolute fury at the Bush administration for failures to act and respond to the Katrina catastrophe?
Yes, I do.
And what... it was everywhere. And in fact, the politics there carried forward to the national election. And still to this day, people scream and yell about the federal response.
Yeah.
But what happened in Katrina was an absolute massive failure at the New Orleans city and county leaderships in the parishes there. And in the governor, that absolutely failed miserably and created a tremendous disaster. And then the federal government came in. And if you remember, General Henry, which is a very partisan general now, came in for the Bush administration and tried to sort it out. But the political legacy just absolutely attacked the Bush administration. What I expect you to see in the next few weeks is a total attack on DeSantis with no attacks on the Biden administration in spite of the massive damage there.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Jimmy, but isn't the ultimate responsibility for a tragedy of this magnitude in the hands of the federal government?
Well, no. I mean, it's absolutely the responsibility of the local officials, the city managers, to be prepared for these issues and for the state and the government, the local government, to take responsibility for. What we have flipped around in our minds is that the responsibility is at the federal level. But the federal level is not at the immediate, you know, they're not there. They didn't do the long-term preparations for a particular area or a region. And that's what happened in New Orleans, you know, where the state and
I remember
local
that.
And
yeah.
county, yeah, they failed miserably with preparation. And if you remember, people were stuck inside the Superdome, and as the water was rising, and they couldn't get local people couldn't get buses to actually evacuate, and that's straight on the local authorities' preparation management. However, the federal government is there to back up and assist, and that's what, you know, FEMA is for. And so we've flipped our expectations that the federal government's supposed to fix everything and solve all these issues. Well, what I'm saying is that the media and the politics of this are going to flip it around to try to undermine DeSantis prior to this upcoming
election. Well, of course they are. Of course they are, Jim. I mean, that's politics. I mean, DeSantis is turning into a pretty, I would have to say, formidable foe for... I think it's going to be Gavin Newsom personally, but we'll see. He's turning out to be a pretty formidable foe. He is more like Trump than Trump, in my humble opinion. And I think you're going to see some huge attacks, of course, on DeSantis. I mean, we're seeing politics, Jim, right now, political actions, the likes of which we have never seen before in this country.
No, absolutely right. And I know later in the show we want to talk about the Department of Justice and
you
what
bet.
They've been doing
you bet.
To undermine
policy.
But the impacts, the issue that we were talking about right now, so we are already in a recession. We already have massive inflation.
Yeah.
Now, with the damage in Florida, you're going to see, I mean, there's a huge economic impact on these types of events, especially at the scale that this that the flooding was there.
Yeah.
So that's going to have a negative effect. We see core inflation. Core inflation, the personal consumer index numbers dropped a tad bit from 6.7, I think, to 6.6 or 6.5.
Yeah.
But core inflation taking away, for the PCI, core inflation taking away the fuel and food volatility actually went up from 4.7 to 4.9, which was expected to stay at 4.7, and that's for the month of August. That's a lagging indicator. We're going to see continued inflationary pressures because fuel prices are starting to rise again.
Of course we are.
And when you have the massive government spending and these continued efforts to push through a budget right now that is actually quite damaging for the long-term prospects of economic recovery, and of course the restrictions on fuel and energy production that have been instituted for the climate change Nazis in this administration, we're going to see a very, very, very volatile next few months and year.
Yeah,
probably,
we are.
Economically. There's just no way around it.
You know, Jim, what I think about almost every evening is I have never seen an economic environment like we're in right now in the country. I have never seen a political environment like we're in the country right now. And I just have to say, I really, really wonder what the Democrats are going to be able to do other than bash DeSantis. What do you think they can do?
Well, I mean, at this point, we'll see what happens as we approach the midterms.
Yeah.
You know, their role here will be everything they can possibly do to undermine any candidate out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they attempted to put all their money and resources into the abortion issue, but the economic issues are the ones that are actually going to make a difference for individuals on a daily basis. The polling right now is showing generic ballots, and there's different polls out there, but generic ballots shows the Republicans gaining as in the last few weeks after they dropped. They were way ahead earlier in the year. The numbers dropped a little bit on the abortion issue. I think that was just happy wishful thinking and the pollsters using abortion as a tool to gain support and resources for candidates. I think it's going to be a mistake for them. However, we still have to remember how much influence the tech companies, how much influence people like Mark Zuckerberg had in the 2020 election. And we've got to really question, you know, mail-in ballots, question no voter ID in some of these places where they don't follow up and check. We've got to question the voter rolls and how far Democratic operatives that are willing to burn down towns and cities for the BLM riot, how far they're willing to go to cheat in order to achieve their goals. And right now, it looks like the Biden regime is unwilling to put pressure on those types of actions in order to stop them. And that's incredibly dangerous.
It's incredibly dangerous. Look what happened in Seattle. You had deaths resulting from shootings in Seattle. Now look what's going on in Seattle because the federal government's doing absolutely nothing in terms of the homeless, et cetera, et cetera. Look what's going on in the rest of the country. It's very, very obvious what's going on, Jim. Jim, we got a minute left, and then we got to get into the commercial in the next segment where we're going to talk about COVID.
I think we're actually don't we only have about 20 seconds left, I think, in this segment, correct?
No, we've got about 25. Go ahead and wrap it up, Jim.
Yeah, okay. So once again, we have to, you know, the people that have suffered for and that are, you know, displaced and potentially died from the hurricane right now, we've got to be thoughtful of them.
Right.
We've got to do what we can to help this nation survive even the bigger hurricane, which is the possible Democrats.
Yes, we do. No question about it. You guys are going to be right back. I'm going to talk a little bit more about COVID. Stick around.